presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Nothing good.
We got bamboozled.
What a surprise. And,
we are in the Congo, and there has been an attempt to make us think that we are in the past. There's been perhaps some radical surgery. There has been, I don't know what else. That's really the main thing. But there are certain core clues of snakiness that lead us to believe that we are in fact in the future, as it were. And there has been no mystery, but we may find that out soon enough. We're in some kind of a medical first aid tent place, camp, medical camp, I guess. Red Cross kind of place, except it's us.
Yes. All right. That all sounds good. What would you like to do with yourselves?
So we had just decided, I think, to go and walk around the camp, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
What time of day is it?
Let's just say it's looks like afternoon.
Okay.
Did we figure out how long, how far into the past we supposedly traveled?
Yes, because they gave us a date when we asked for it, March 30th, 1933, and we were in April of 33, so just a month when we were visiting the basement area of the building.
I wonder if we can do anything like look at the phase of the moon or...
I was thinking about stars once the... we've got some good science here. I think we could probably, yeah, figure something out once the sun sets.
What do we think they're trying to do by getting us here?
It's a good question.
Like, is it an automatic effect that's triggered if anyone goes to that part of the basement? Or have we been targeted, and to what end?
It seems like it couldn't have been automatic, but maybe that we were caught. I could imagine that we were caught and then drugged, and then we've lost, you know, and then sort of amnesia through that section. But I don't know why they would send us here.
So I'm going to say this conversation is happening more or less in character because there's no particular reason.
Yeah.
Where are you having this conversation?
I think we're walking around the camp, sort of looking to see what the limits are and who's where and
exit points and
exit size.
All right. So as you leave the hospital, you can see up the dirt track a little way. So you can see that the dirt track in front of the hospital. To what I'll just tell you is the south. There's no way you would actually know that. But to the south just heads off into the jungle area, and to the north ends to a several houses and what appears to be a shanty town collection of small huts and the like. And then beyond that, the dirt path you're on, or track really, it's more than a path, it's almost a road, continues to head to the north.
Are we? So it's fenced in, though, right?
No. You're an open jungle area.
And just to clear up something that I got confused about. I mean, sure. One of the many things I got confused about. We were told that we're in the Congo now, right?
You are told you're in the Belgian Congo. Right. Yes.
Okay. And we were told that we were involved in a plane crash, and that's why we were unconscious.
Yes.
Right. And the last time we were in a plane crash. we were not in the Congo. We were in Borneo.
Right.
Okay, that's where I got confused. I thought we had reset to the whole Yellow Death thing.
Was it Borneo or Bolivia?
No, we started in Bolivia, right? That's where we met Coney and the giant snake and that stuff, and then the disease was in Borneo in Africa. And so now we are back in Africa, but we're not in a part of Africa that we think we have been to before, that we have been to before, or whatever. I don't understand what's going on here. My head hurts. Professor Farkas, you figure this all out. This to you.
Julia, the great delegator.
That's right. So perhaps we can find some villagers who will have a different idea of the date. And the where's the sort of office infrastructure portion?
Office for the hospital?
Caduceus.
Or
what's that? Yeah, for Caduceus in the camp site. Is it part of the medical tent, or is there sort of a separate building?
There doesn't seem to be a separate building for that's sort of labeled Caduceus. The only place you see the Caduceus sign is on the... as you're walking outside, you can see it's on the hospital tent that you're in.
Okay. Bizarre. Yeah, so I think maybe we should go to the shanty town and see if everybody is in cahoots with, I guess, with us. And see what we can find. I don't know.
Is anyone monitoring us, sort of tailing us, watching us, eavesdropping on us?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Okay.
What's wrong with them? Oh, sorry.
if we make a move to actually wander out of the camp, are they going to stop us?
Guess we'd have to do that and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think perhaps we should head for the shanty town and talk to some folks and see what we can learn.
Yeah. Sean, point of order. Can we roll luck? Did we forget to do that?
I think I missed last week and I said we could roll luck this week because Farkas had some bad things happen to him. So, yes, feel free to roll luck.
Ooh, 98. That is good. So do I gain?
2d10 plus 10.
And you're lucky, 3d10 too, right? Plus
10. And you're lucky, yes. Like me, so an additional d10.
Wow.
Back up to 99.
It's enough to kill him every week. He could die, or every other week.
29 points. Yes.
Not quite.
Let's put Paula to the front in any combat situation.
So, Paula, I heard you wanted to try to leave into the jungle by yourself.
Not by myself.
Taking advantage of that newfound luck.
My plan. I was hoping someone would come with me. Do we have weapons, sidearms?
You have whatever weapons you had. You were given all your personal belongings back again.
Okay. So everything I have on my character sheet. Brilliant. No, I'm not. I'm not going to wander off by myself.
I'll go with you.
Oh, great.
All right, so what we have now is Paula and Chance heading off into the jungle a little bit.
Why into the jungle and not to go talk to the people?
Well, no, I was proposing we just leave the area we're in.
And just go into nowhere?
Sorry, maybe I'm a bit confused. Is this shanty town within the same camp?
Right. You just left the hospital, and I'm struggling with time, how much time has passed. up ahead from the hospital, there are several established buildings. Look like people have been there for a while. And then outside of there appears to be a shanty town type collection, hastily thrown up buildings, Like, these people don't normally live here, but they're squatting here. And I'm not even going to make you roll an idea roll. If there's some sort of illness going around, one thing you might want to do is get really close to where the hospital is.
Were we weren't told why what our mission was in theory that led us to crash land here, were we?
You were told that, well, no, I don't think we got into that last time, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so they didn't sort of come out and say, yeah, you crash land, you're coming. Oh, were we bringing supplies? Maybe it was
You're coming to bring help.
Help, okay. Okay.
So, and you were supposedly, what was in the plane wasn't entirely sure, but that's what everybody's been anticipating, right, is that you guys were going to arrive and things would get better.
Oh, absolutely. They will. They are about to just kick off in an amazing way.
We don't have any sort of brown paper envelopes with top secret orders from Caduceus inside.
You don't. They don't seem to be among your possessions.
Okay.
And we don't have a way. There's no. We've asked about radios and communication, and there's none in the camp. But there's one, perhaps, in a governor's office nearby. Is that right?
We can radio to the governor's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they would then radio from the governor's office, theoretically, to the outer world.
So we can't really insist on contacting Caduceus to reestablish what our orders are or anything like that. It's too convoluted.
Right.
Well, yeah. Although I assume we could, yeah. Yes. That seems reasonable.
Well, you haven't tried it. I'm not.
Right.
I won't tell you what you can or can't do. All I can tell you is that the radio reaches the governor's office because that's the next, from where, how isolated they are, that's the closest station that has a radio that can pick up their signal. All right, so you're walking.
So again, towards the village. Do we want to just walk out into the jungle, or we want to go talk to some people, or what are you thinking when you say we want to get away?
I wanted to see whether they would tail us and follow us. I mean, okay. if we're here as some part of some elaborate ruse, then obviously they want something out of us rather than just killing us. So,
really, why would they do that?
We found their secret basement where they were no doubt dissecting people.
Perhaps.
And we stopped their secret plan to kill everyone in New York with a bunch of robotic mosquitoes.
I'm still not convinced that was what they were planning with that. I still think that was science of some sort. People develop weapons all the time. It does not mean they use them against their own people.
I roll my eyes.
But you yourself said that they were more than happy to have let them escape.
Somebody was more than happy to let them escape. It is true. I don't know who.
In terms of establishing exactly what time it is at the moment, Dr. Farkas, your skin condition...
Yes.
I only really noticed that as you were coming out of the rubble in the basement, you still seem to have that condition. So we can't really be in the time frame that we're being told we're in because you didn't have that condition several months ago.
I agree that a much more logical explanation is that they are lying to us about the time and not that we have somehow traveled backwards in time but have some skin conditions that have not traveled in time. Yes.
That's reassuring to an extent. Do you think that they are lying to us about what time it is simply to disorientate us?
It is interesting, yes. If we had any idea why we were here.
Why don't we just go question them thoroughly?
It is possible we also went through a portal. You know, it's not like our minds were transferred to the past. If we actually walked through a portal, then maybe that's why we see Dr. Farkas' condition.
Well, you did see that snake person escape through a hole in space, didn't you?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That's how they seem to travel, some of them.
Space, not necessarily time.
Mm.
I mean, we also could have been getting too close for Caduceus's comfort, and they pulled the old drug him, put him in a different location, and now we have this problem to figure out.
What is interesting is, obviously, there are some times that we have forgotten between when the siren happened in the basement and when we woke up. But we have not forgotten the mosquitoes. We have not forgotten the basement. They did not wipe our brains very effectively, if that was their goal.
And now, walking out of the village towards you, you see a tall, slender, a white woman walking towards you. She has long blonde hair. She appears to be, she is dressed in a safari type outfit, wide brimmed hat, has sunglasses, and slightly behind her is a tall and well built man with a pencil thin mustache, slicked back hair. And he is dressed in also in a safari type outfit. His is much more well worn. You can, Gene, you recognize this is a guy who's been in some rough places and come back from them.
Okay,
they're both white and they are both walking towards you from the village.
And she looks like a wannabe explorer, not a real explorer.
Somebody who bought this outfit because that's what you're supposed to buy when you go on.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Perhaps it's best just to play along for now and find out what they want us to do next and where to go.
And this is from the
Maybe
Shantytown
we'll bring
village?
Out some answers.
Yes, this is from the Shantytown to the from okay. The north. Yep.
I agree, Julia.
Feigning.
Hello.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. I'm Professor Carol Roche, and this is my friend Melville Garreau. Garreau just sort of nods at you. Oh, we're so glad you're here.
We are very pleased to be here, of course. How are things going?
Well, they're going horribly, which is why you're here, of course.
Well, as you know, we have been unconscious for some time.
Oh, we did not know that.
Well, how did you know to come find us now?
Well, we were told that that Caduceus was bringing was sending a rescue team, was going to make everything right. We were assured of that.
Yes.
But we were unaware that you had arrived or that you were sick.
We have apparently been here for some weeks or days.
When was the last time you talked to Caduceus?
Oh, well, we've been here for a while now. We've basically been under quarantine.
Well, the last time I checked, a while wasn't on the calendar.
How do you receive instructions from Caduceus?
Oh, we don't have anything. We're not associated with Caduceus at all. I mean, we're just they're the ones who run the camp here, and you know, it's they're the ones that tell people what to do. It's
who's in charge?
Who are you? Who are you with? What are you up to?
Oh, I am a zoologist with the University of Paris, and Mr. Garreau here is my guide, my hunter is going to help me.
She said apprehensively.
What are you doing here as a zoologist?
Oh, well, we have heard rumors of giant lizards, and we're fascinated. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, it would certainly help me with my career if I could bring home some sort of giant lizard.
I
think you
might
be my grandma. I'm sorry.
I want to appraise Mr. Garreau, and does he look like he just bought his suit out of a Sears Roebuck catalog, or does he know what he's doing?
Yeah.
No, he knows what he's doing,
You do that manly thing. You know, little puffing of chesting type. And
no, well, yeah, it's more about like it's not a testosterone thing. It's does he look like he is a skilled hunter?
Yes, you look at him and you almost see yourself.
Okay.
A slightly younger version of yourself. So, in the sense of, you know, he's clearly been out there. He's not as experienced. You get the sense he's not as comfortable just in his skin as you are, but he's clearly doesn't look like he just rolled off a boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. You had to use those words. In his skin.
Turn out the game.
Surely Caduceus was not sent here to help you with your career.
What's that? I'm sorry?
You said that you needed help and that Caduceus was here to help, but surely Caduceus is not here to help you with your lizard hunting career.
No, no, we've come here. We came here to hunt the lizards.
Yes.
We ended up here. There was a bit of a disaster, actually. We lost a couple of men to. We fled, and this is
lost our, men to what? You lost them like you can't find them. They died. They were shot.
What?
Yes. You must be more specific, Miss.
So at this, Garrett steps up to you, Farkas, and looms over you and says, "Why don't you be careful of your tone?"
And I'll step up to him and I'll say, "Why don't you answer our questions? If we're here to help you, we need to know all the facts."
And I will duck down and step out from between these two men.
Now, everyone. Now, Mr. Travers, just relax. Mr. Lopez, just relax. We are very sorry, Professor Worse. It's been a rough journey, a bit of a rough landing. As you can see, some of our nerves are a bit frayed.
Miss Rorsch, who is your Caduceus contact here at the camp?
So we've been talking to the doctor, of course. Dr. Thibault. Yes.
Do you know where he is right now?
I assume he's in the hospital. You actually, sorry, Matt, you would know this. You guys met him on the first day.
Okay.
Which is today. We're still on the first day, right?
Doctor, what's his name?
You met him when he woke up.
Yeah.
Thibault.
I turn to Gene and say, "How come we didn't question the doctor more thoroughly?"
I say, "Well, you know, I mean, I think certain allowances."
You men.
Plane crashes and snakeskin aside.
Mr. Chambers, Mr. Lopez, you. But Professor Rush, can I speak with you for a moment? And I'm going to try to sidle up to the professor and try to pull her away from this testosterone party. That's
she will absolutely gratefully step aside out of this situation. And I'm dreadfully sorry, Mr. Garreau is under tremendous strain. We've lost 8 of the people on our expedition. He considers it his fault.
I totally understand, and I must apologize for my compatriots. They are, as I said, in a bit of a mood, and we've had some adventures of our own. But as I said, it was a bit of a rough landing. We've had some problems. Perhaps if you could just brief me really quickly on what's going on. What did you expect us to do here? What were you expecting?
Oh, and she kind of looks at you and sort of puts her hand, "Oh, do you all have the fever?"
It's possible. We haven't determined that yet.
Oh, that would explain it. It's a dreadful disease. It causes confusing memories. People get angry for no reason. It's very difficult. My deepest sympathies. And she stops short of saying something, and then says, "Well, in any case, we'd be happy to help you and make you comfortable."
No, please. What were you about to say? It's okay. Just between us.
She definitely sort of turns her back to the others at this. Anybody who wants to make a listen roll so their character hears it, but says, "You know, many people die when they have this illness. There's still that's what we were hoping was that Caduceus was going to send the cure. We assumed you'd be making the cure."
Well, I can tell you that we don't have the cure with us, but we have something even better. Professor Farkas there and Dr. Sirok, they are as good as it gets. Professor Farkas himself has just recently, Julia would hesitate there kind of for a moment, found the cure for another plague in Borneo. So,
this is
the best hope we have. We'll certainly take care of it.
Yes. Oh, I'm really sorry. Then I he was coming so. In any case, of course, we're really just guests here. We have no way of. Oh, we have our boat. We could leave by our boat, I suppose, but we're afraid of going out someplace where we might get people sick if we're carriers. It's all very confusing.
You have a boat. is that how you arrived to the Congo? You have a steamer or something?
Yeah, we have a. No, it's not a steamer. It's a boat. I don't know much about them, but you know, it's just down the road a bit, and. Yes, that's how we arrived. I mean, the two of us did. We had more before. We barely made it to the boat and got away in time.
And I do apologize for asking, but as I said, things have been a bit rattled and a bit confusing over the past couple of days, what with the rough landing. But what is today's date?
Oh, I don't know. It's sometime in April, I assume.
Yes. Doesn't know what the date is.
That sounds good.
Well, no trouble. I will corral the team here, and hopefully we can get the tempers calmed down, and we'll get Professor Farkas and Dr. Sirok working on the fever right away.
And I apologize for Mr. Garou. I'll speak to him about this. We should be much more grateful that you're here at all.
No worries. Do you have any plans to go out hunting for your giant serpents anytime soon?
No. We're here until someone tells us what to do, what the next steps are.
That is too bad. If you were to decide to, I might suggest talking to Mr. Lopez there, and especially Mr. Chance. They both have some experience in this domain.
Oh well, perhaps that would be good. Maybe they could exchange notes with Mr. Garou, and we could get some idea of what it was that, and she sort of shudders, attacked us out there.
Ooh, something attacked you. Well, that would be of interest to the team. So perhaps some of them would go. Perhaps some of them would be interested in going to have a look at that.
Oh well, that's fine. We're and she sort of turns and turns her points to the village. We're in the. See how the road sort of bends there? There's a larger house. That's actually where we're staying with the local chieftain.
Okay, excellent. Well, why don't you return back, and I'll see what I can do with the rest of the team here, and we'll get things sorted out. Don't you worry.
Oh, okay, Mr. Garou, a moment, please. Let's go back.
So Farkas has not. He wandered over to this conversation. Obviously, he's been muttering a little
obviously.
Bit. Well, I mean, you heard him a little bit. But yeah, he just Professor Roche, please. I would like to apologize for my outburst. As Miss Mills says, it has been a rather rough day for us. But I am fairly confident that we are not diseased, but we do have a slight effect of a concussion. And but we will be able to figure this out. And any information you have about creatures in the area that are unexpected or other sorts of goings on will certainly be most useful.
Well, it's no problem at all. And now that I know that you've been well affected, I you have my sympathy, and of course all is forgiven. And hopefully we will be able to work together to find a way of getting out of here.
Mm. So, I'm sorry.
You say that we, meaning you are here because you have been told you cannot leave.
No, we've been told we could leave, but that we might be infected, and so we're sort of in this, you know,
so ethically, hot spot. You do not feel like leaving, but you could leave.
We could. We would prefer to do so when we were not going to spread a disease everywhere.
Yes.
Sean, Frances is French and did her undergraduate degree in Paris. Is there somebody very famous in the University of Paris that I would have heard of that I can try the old, have you heard of Professor so-and-so with this woman who also claims to have been at the University of Paris?
Give me a no roll.
I shall give you a no roll. Clickety-click. That is a hard pass.
Yeah, you actually know her now that you said her name.
Oh, nice.
I mean, in your particular odd fields, you've run into all sorts of you. Once she says her name, and you sort of start putting pieces in, you're still a little hazy today, but you sort of go, oh wait, no, that, and of course, a female professor in the 1930s, you didn't know who she was. Sorry, a female French professor in the 1930s, you would absolutely know who that was. In this particular field, absolutely.
Professor Rorsch, it's so nice to meet you again. I'm sure you don't remember me, but I attended your series of lectures on xenofauna and thunder lizards at the University of Paris. It's wonderful to see you again.
Give me a pow roll.
Shit. Sorry, no. Language. Apologies. That's a pass. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
Oh, she knows who you are, too, because of your sheer presence.
Oh, God. Excellent.
Oh, yes. No, I do remember seeing you in the audience. Of course. I mean, you were one of, what, one woman out in the audience at the time?
Yes.
It's so nice to meet you. Oh.
What a funny coincidence. My word.
Oh. Well, this is certainly an odd circumstance, but it's lovely to connect with you. I'd love to hear more about some of the work you've been doing.
Yes, likewise. Well, perhaps after we get a bit more settled in, we could catch up.
Oh, I'd love that very much.
Wonderful.
And she also points to the house. We're right down there, and don't tell anybody, but we do have a little tea still. We're running low, but we have a little tea.
Oh, marvelous. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to sort of press her anymore now. It's just interesting to see that she is who she says she is, apparently.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, Professor Farkas, perhaps you should get to work on a device to detect this fever?
Yes.
I'm sure that will only take you an hour or so.
I'm sure with the good doctor's assistance we can do something quickly.
Yes, I think I saw a battery in one of the trucks that we might be able to use, and maybe if we can find some fresh fruit. I don't think it should be that difficult to put something together.
Yeah.
yeah. So, that Farkas, go ahead.
After let Rorsch and Garou leave, and then I would comment to the others that, well, this is, if there is such a fever, this is a different sort of explanation for the time question, isn't it? If the medical staff is infected with this fever of confusion?
You think they were not lying, but were confused.
It would certainly,
potentially.
It would certainly answer at least that part of the question.
That is interesting. That is unlike you as well to admit to the possibilities that... that perhaps things are as they seem.
Well, it doesn't answer the question as to how we got here.
No.
But
well, it could be the truth, of course.
Might I suggest, Professor Farkas, that you and Dr. Sarroch resolve the question of this fever? That would at least answer some questions for us as well.
I also wonder whether we could reconstitute Professor Farkas's snake detection device. I mean, that certainly looks like Carol Rorsch, but equally it could be a serpent person wearing her skin.
Well, I think I have it, don't I?
Oh, do you have it? Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've just been carrying it around since Oklahoma.
Or did I get it? No, I feel like you didn't have it because we didn't have any of the things that we had invented. There was that and the shock bullets, I think, were not amongst our things as of the last session. I don't know if Sean, you
can, yeah, can you, can we get some clarification on that? Do I have the,
yes, you don't have anything. So you don't have any items that you would have had before you, landed back in, Bolivia. So certainly Farkas can reinvent it, but he doesn't have that. Okay. You don't have the shot bullets. You don't have any of the items you might have found along the way.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, yeah, which I guess is partly why I think there's something more than fever going on.
Indeed. So it's inconceivable to me that we would have set out on an expedition and not brought those items with us.
Exactly.
The only one then that has something from the future, let's say, is it Farkas with the snake scheme or snake condition scheme?
I think that's the only one that everybody knows about. But there are two of us. Julia also has apparently, but I think it's a secret.
Well, I've had snake skin. I've had snake skin since the beginning.
So Nathan, as you sort of think about that a little bit, you realize that, you know, there is a bit of an itchy spot on yours, and you can do this privately, but you notice you have a little snake skin as well.
No, that's just vulgar.
So perhaps the snake detector will be useless because it will just be constantly everybody going on, as long as any of us are carrying it.
But the fever detector or something might be useful. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't know. I don't remember actually if the snake detector detected if it's just a little bit of a little bit of snake skin, or if it was sort of more.
Well, I'm sure you could enhance it with a...
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I've certainly been working, tinkering with it.
Not just a binary condition, but a percentage of snake.
Didn't it only work on the people that were basically wearing the poor skin suits over them? I think that was established. You didn't get enough time to work on it to...
Right, because I started working on other things. So perhaps we should go to back to the medical tent and the mechanic's shop. It would be nice also to see the landing strip. Perhaps we should walk by the landing strip and see where this plane crash happened.
That's a good idea.
Can we find something?
Yeah.
So that's what you and Farkas are going to do. Sorry, that's what you and Francis are going to do. What are other people doing?
I think I'll accompany them to make sure that they're okay.
Okay.
We could go and find Thurbo. Just grill him a bit more.
Oh, the doctor.
Find the escape boat, you mean?
let's go to the village, the shanty town, and ask people there. Because I mean, if there was like a big airplane crash, people should know about that, right?
Mm. Yeah, and they would know roughly how long ago.
Especially on a town like this, like any incident like that is going to be big news, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'll go with you, Miss Watson.
Well, perhaps Dr. Sorok and Professor Farkas, you can go and start working on the fever, and Wheels and I will go check out the plane. Wheels should be able to figure out what happened to it.
That might make more sense.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, where's the site of the crash? Do we know that?
Well, I'm sure we can find it.
Hmm.
Well, I will also continue going to the crash. So I'll go with Julia and Wheels.
All right. Well, we'll start with Dex order, which turns out the three of you are all at the top. So where are you going to find the crash?
Well, I think the idea of going to the landing strip was a good idea to start with. And then just kind of ask around, hey, where's our plane?
Sure. So there's no landing strip. I mean, you can sort of walk up and down the path. There's no immediate landing strip here.
Well, we can ask around.
You can, certainly. And what somebody, eventually you'll reach a villager or something, you'll say, oh, I think the landing strip's at the old diamond mine just down the road. It's quite a walk, though.
Is there a car? Is there a jeep? Is there a truck available?
There is no car, jeep, or truck.
Oh. How far a walk is quite a walk?
Oh, maybe 4 hours?
Ugh. Yeah, wow. That's a little... Are there horses? Is there bicycles?
No, no, no. Just seems to be just a boat. Well, that is true. So if you ask somebody will say, well, you know, you could conceivably take the boat down. The boat's just a little bit up the path, and then you could take that down there. That would be one way of doing that.
Aha! I'm sure Wheels can drive a boat, too. There we go. Let's do that. We would ask for directions. Where's the boat? Which way down the river?
So the only one who would be able to tell you, I mean, the boat is Professor Rourke's boat, so you'll have to go and reconnect with her. Not a problem. And she says, oh, you're going to take my boat?
We'd just like to borrow it for a moment, for a few hours.
Oh.
You're welcome to come if you wish. Just get out, stretch your legs.
She sort of looks you over and says, I don't think there's enough of you to get on that river.
I'd raise my eyebrows at that.
There are things in the water there. It's dangerous in the water. But maybe you'll be fine. You look hardy.
Why would we be in the water if we're on the boat?
I mean, they're in the water. I mean, they're just things in the water.
Well, then how did you get here?
I got here, and I lost two good men getting here.
Oh, I see. Hmm. Well, you're right. Perhaps not.
Okay, let's go to Paula. What are you doing? Paula and Octavio are next sort of up on my list.
Wasn't it Paula and Chance?
Oh, okay, what are you all doing?
Head to the village. Okay. The shanty town. I'm just...
Sure.
Try and find some locals and ask them about how we arrived and do you remember the plane crash? Do you know where the plane crash was?
Okay. Octavia, what are you doing?
Tagging along with Chance's group, I guess.
Oh no. That doesn't sound good at all. And Chance, you're heading to the village as well, right? You're not going with the doctors?
I think he's AFK.
Okay. Well, why don't you go with Paula for now and maybe Chance as well. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So the village. There are several sturdy buildings in the center portion, and they all seem to be residential in nature, and then out and around them are, as I said, sort of hastily put together villages. And the villagers are walking around. They appear to be, they seem to be, hunter fishers. There doesn't seem to be any real, significant farming going on. Although you did notice there was some farms off to the road, but nothing as large. It seems like most of the people here are probably hunter gatherers. Both the men and the women are wearing loincloths and sandals. Some of them have very decorative necklaces. Some of the women have headpieces. And they, as you walk through, they nod at you pleasantly.
Do any of them speak English?
Sure.
Hello. Do you have a few moments?
Oh, yes, of course. How can I help you?
What's your name?
I am Karis.
Karis, my name's Paula.
It is very nice to meet you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Do you remember how we arrived here?
I don't understand the question. Do you not know how you arrived here?
No, we supposedly there was a plane crash and we were brought to the village by, is this correct, by Dr. Thurbolt?
Yes, that is what we heard as well, that you were brought here. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any plane crash. I mean, we were told there was a plane crash, but I never heard any plane crash. But it would have been at the airstrip, which is far away. Perhaps I was sleeping.
Okay, well, we're all a bit disoriented, unfortunately.
Do you have the fever?
Oh, well, I guess that's a possibility. How does the fever normally start?
Normally it starts off, you get the fever, you get warm, you get a little swelling on your neck sometimes. And then you start to become drowsy. Mm-hmm. You get to be sleepy more, and then you it's very difficult. People start to lose their memory and have confusing memories.
So obviously, I think my memory is confused. But do I feel any of these other symptoms? Do I feel tired? Do I feel to have a swelling in my neck?
You put your hand on your neck and you don't seem to have any swelling there.
Well,
you're a little drowsy, but don't seem to have any of the swelling that he described.
Okay.
It is good you are walking, though. Many people, when they fall asleep, they do not come back.
Well, that's rather worrying. What else is going on in town? Tell me about who's new.
We have these two people from France who are been in town for a while, speaking of these wild stories of giant creatures in the jungle, which make us laugh.
I can see why. Okay. What about Dr. Thurbolt?
Oh, he's been here for many, many years. Many years.
Years? Why?
Why? He's been working in and around this area for some time. Not on the sleeping thing. That is somewhat new, but he is he's doing good work here. He's been helping us with your medicine.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
So who provides supplies to the doctor? Do you know?
I don't know how to say their name, but and he points to the tent. That symbol there. In fact, you know, we every now and then a cargo plane will drive by and drop a box of supplies for us. But they don't stay. You're the first people we've seen from them who've come and stayed. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you know who rescued us from the crash?
I assume it was the doctor and nurses, but I do not know.
Oh, so one day you just woke up and you realized we were at the hospital?
It's just a small village. One day people came and said that there were foreigners in one of the rooms.
Interesting. Okay.
When did the sickness start?
Some time ago. Three cycles ago of the moon travel.
3 months. Okay. Did anything happen back then?
Not that I'm aware of. It just seemed to come. We've had sicknesses before, but this one is very bad, very bad.
Okay. I'm kind of running out of things to ask him, so I'll try and carry on the conversation and tease out things about the town, but otherwise draw this to an end.
Okay. So what he'll tell you is that you know, the village is otherwise happy. They're trying to, you know, sort of keep to their daily routines, even though people keep getting sick. The people that were here before are not excited about the shantytown people, but they understand why they are there, and the chieftain is very distracted because he has members of his family who have the sickness. So he spends most of his days either entertaining the two French people or at the hospital at the bedside.
Okay, are most people around here farmers? What do people do around here? Hunters?
Yeah, so most are hunters. There's a small group that are doing farming, but most are fishermen or hunters.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll draw this to an end and wander around town. I'll try and find some locals that know of the plane crash, I'll just keep asking questions like this, see if the story is consistent or whether new information arises.
Sure. Octavia, what are you doing? I mean, is there anything you're asking anybody?
No, I'm just standing around listening to this conversation.
Okay.
Actually, where's the French people based?
In a larger house in the middle of the village.
And where does Thibault live? Is that at the hospital?
He has a place at the hospital, but most people say, "Oh, he never really leaves. He hasn't left for months. He just keeps working, trying to keep people alive."
Okay.
Give me a luck roll.
Ooh.
Body luck roll or individual looks?
An individual Paula luck roll.
That is a hard success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got a two. It's a hard success as well.
Okay. So at, when you ask about sleeping, one person, when they talk about that, everybody is practically in love with Thurbald. I mean, they're just like, oh, you know, he's there all the time. But one of them will mention that they did see one of the nurses, Van Leer. Sometimes she leaves and she goes out. She leads patients out into the jungle at night. But they assume she's just doing it because it's they don't want to, you know, they're about to die and they don't want to alarm the villagers.
She leads them out, so they're heading out under their own steam.
Yes, but often what they've experienced is that in the final stage of the disease, your body is still there, but your brain is effectively mush.
Which way do they lead them?
She leads them out into the jungle.
Can you? Yeah, I'm asking for a direction.
Oh, okay. they'll point down to the south area.
What's in that direction? Like a river or anything?
Cliff? Well, so the mine is down that way, but that's some distance away. It'd be a long way to lead somebody. But then, you know, there's various rumors. Some people think that that maybe the staff is taking him out into the jungle and they're just burying him at some unmarked grave area. Some of the more cynical people are saying that, oh, she's leading him down to the mine pit and just throwing him in there, where they would just never be seen again. But the person you're talking to doesn't believe that's the case. That these are all good people.
Listen, if we wanted to go and find someone to help us track the crash, do you think someone here is going to be able to come along? Maybe we can give him a small payment for his services, and at the same time, maybe we can go to that mine. But what do you guys think?
Yeah.
So, do you think it is possible, like someone here that can take us, you know, to the look for the crash site and then, you know, guide us through the jungle so we don't get lost?
I'm sure Octavio here could navigate.
I'm asking the local.
I'm native.
I'm asking the local guys. Yeah.
Yeah. We can.
In character question, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're just talking to a villager and saying, oh, do you think you could lead me to the diamond mine?
No, not him, but, you know, find someone that can lead us to the crash site of the plane. Can walk us into the jungle.
They don't know where the.
Yes, that's what they're
saying. That's what the others are doing, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the villagers are generally friendly. If you want to make a request that one of them lead you to where the rumors are that the plane crashed, because all they have is what they were told by the doctor,
right,
and staff, they could certainly give you, either draw you a map or lead you down that way, although they would expect, you know, some sort of compensation in return. But it's too late now to start that. We could do that tomorrow if you wanted.
Yeah, and also take us to the mine.
Oh, okay.
Point us at the mine. Which direction do we need to go? I'm sure we can find it. There must be tracks leading from the town to the mine.
Sure, Octavio. Are you sure?
Yes. No. Yes. Just if you follow the road here, just keep going south. It's about a half a day walk, or part of a day walk.
Should part early in the morning.
Meanwhile, Francis and Farkas, the character-fine team of 2018, what are you guys doing?
I feel like there's some kind of montage of the two of us ransacking the camp for anything we might be able to use to make various devices, and then chalkboards being written on, or things scratched in the dirt, and, you know, arguments.
Well, I think part of the montage has to be you examining the sick people and sort of pulling fluids and getting temperatures and figuring out what the fever is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like very large bore needles, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I think the steps, we have to identify the disease and then figure out, was it Borneo that we had this magical disease cure thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like, as I'm trying to describe that to Francis, that we would, you know, look around and see if there's any equipment like that has made it here, that was rescued from the plane crash, anything, you know, any of that sort of stuff. But then when we presumably fail to find any of that, then yeah.
Dr. Focus, do you think there is actually a disease here? It strikes me that if I wanted to keep a local population quiet and have a ready access to people for whatever purpose, I might drug a collection of people and tell them it was a disease. So maybe we could start by establishing whether or not there is actually a disease here, or whether it's something else.
A poison,
Exactly.
Yeah, I think, they could do a combination of chemistry and sort of epidemiology. If people got sick and then came here, or people came here and then got sick.
Sure. All right. Well, let's start from top to finish here. Francis, you're going to look and sort of if they're sick or not, if it seems real or what might be the cures. Okay.
Yes.
Give me a medicine roll.
Awesome. Ding, ding, ding. That is a better than half pass on medicine.
Okay. So it does appear to be some sort of sickness of some sort. It's with better than half, I'll say it reminds you of the disease known as sleeping sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And it is certainly, you would have read in journals and heard at conferences that it's a disease that's been spreading throughout the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing particularly unusual about it. With that role, I'll also say it seems to exhibit different signs as it progresses than the illness that you remember hearing about.
Okay.
In that it seems to be moving faster than the other ones, and seems to be there's a lot more people sort of in feverish, what you assume are dreaming from the way that they're talking to themselves. It seems a lot more pronounced than what you remember hearing. Like the sleeping sickness isn't totally calm, but this seems to be, you know, sleeping nightmare sickness.
This is interesting.
Do any of the patients that we're examining have any snake skin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Give me a spot hidden.
I will help with that one.
Okay.
Ding. That is a pass on spot hidden, but just a normal pass.
Sure. So nobody has any... So at the broad level with that, nobody has any, like, hey, wait a minute, that skin doesn't look like it fits on the face right. And you don't see any obvious snake skin sort of formulating as you might see on, oh, I don't know, Farkas, Chance, or Julia. But are you going to try to induce it? And that you know that in the past, whenever they've gotten hurt, that seems to be where these snake skin manifests itself.
Oh, golly, that's not very ethical.
I'm sorry, who are we talking to?
Dr. Francis Roche, MD, who's taken a Hippocratic Oath. I'm unwilling to deliberately injure a patient just to do something.
Cool.
Like that, I think, at the moment.
Are you willing to tell the more morally flexible Farkas about it?
Hey, Farkas.
You may recall that Farkas has had a crisis of conscience and is very strongly concerned about the people, whatever that means, and unsure about his previous confident view of the dominancy of the importance of science versus the importance of people and their happiness.
Okay.
Yes, it is a tough question whether improving the lot of the many is worth it, but I mean, I suppose a small scratch would not cause any pain. Perhaps even while you are drawing blood, which you have to do anyway, we can just take a very good look at the needle hole.
That's a splendid idea. There must be a magnifying glass or similar around here somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. That's right. Examine a medically necessary site rather than cutting somebody's finger off.
Yes. So you, as part of a normal medical procedure, puncture the skin. There doesn't seem to be any, dry scale-like skin that sort of forms underneath where the puncture wound occurred.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's good.
Yes. Should we proceed with trying to find a cure, or should we also try to make a snake detector?
I think we need to start with figuring out who has the disease and curing it. I think that is more important right now.
Okay.
So there are various villagers in this room who are sort of sitting bedside. There's a small number of three nurses that walk through on regular intervals. They seem a little bit curious about what you're up to, but they also seem so haggard as to not have the time to engage with you on it.
The nurses.
The nurses, yes. And the villagers keep, the villagers have no incentive to sort of stop you from whatever you're doing.
Right.
Assuming you're not cutting off fingers and the like.
No, yeah. God, no, great idea.
So I think maybe some kind of a chemistry-based blood test for the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Will be next on the kind of a few drops of blood, add a little something, see if it turns green or yellow.
Sure.
Wouldn't it in this case?
Yep. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, Gemma.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that it would probably be purple in this case, biologically speaking.
Okay.
So there's a medical storeroom that, again, the scent isn't very big. I mean, I'll just describe it. There's a utility room that seems to be just filled with bed sheets and the like that need to be washed. There's a small kitchen area. There are two isolation wards. It says isolation right on it. And one of them was the one you all woke up in, and the other one is sort of across the hallway. And there are patients.
Very effective.
Well, exactly. There are patients across the hallway in there who look quite sick. Then there's a larger room with multiple beds in it, people sick, and it's primarily where the family members arise around. There are rooms for the staff, and then there's a medical storeroom. And the medical storeroom has a wide variety of medical equipment and supplies. It's all sort of thrown together like a teenager's room in terms of there's probably an organization system to it, but it's not something you're able to easily figure out. So you can certainly poke around and find most of the things, and we'll do luck rolls for things that seem to be particularly difficult to find.
Okay.
So what is it you're... So Francis, you're walking around, you're getting blood samples. They certainly have a small microscope set. Farkas, what are you doing?
So I think I would like to look in the medical supply room and see what sorts of acids and bases there are in terms of various pills that can be ground up to make a powder that one would add to a blood sample to detect the presence of sleeping fever virus.
Sure. You can freely take advantage of the keeper's lack of knowledge of such things to assume that such things are there.
Awesome. He says with his own ignorance intact. Is this a chemistry role that you would like?
I would love a chemistry role.
Okay. Is Francis able to help me with said chemistry?
Sure, because it's basically a chemistry and a medicine role. So.
Okay. In that case, I will get a chemistry. You know, I'm going to spend a few luck and go for an extreme success.
Okay.
Just so that when you call for that luck roll, we have no chance of success.
Perfect. Yeah. You're able to put together some powdery type things to mix together with the blood that you assume will be useful for pulling out the virus. And again, I'll just apologize to anybody who actually has a biochemical disease background going, what are these people talking about?
No, that's actually how it works. You pull the virus right out. It's good. I like it.
Really easy.
Excellent.
I have no knowledge at all.
Viral or bacterial, but in any case.
One more person that has no medical background will speak up and say, no, this is how it's done. Perfect. We're moving on. All right. So what is it you're trying to do?
Start by just identifying the disease, I guess.
Yeah, who has this disease versus who came in with, you know, malaria or whatever else. And then we have to start looking for a cure.
Okay.
I would imagine that once we've got something that identifies whether or not people have the disease, that might get us starting in the right direction for a cure. I have no medical knowledge. I don't know how it works, but being able to identify it's got to be a good starting point, perhaps.
Right. Well, it also helps with the isolation ward decisions and whether people can leave and all that kind of stuff. You know, your good friend, the French professor, we can check her, for example, and then if she's not ill, she can leave.
All right. So that's going to... You've got supplies here, but that's still going to take most of the day to sort of work your way through. Okay. Julia, Jean, and Bobby, what are you all up to?
So we've established that apparently the river is dangerous because there are things in it that are killing people. And there's no
things
vehicles
in the water.
Yeah, there's no vehicles in the camp or the village, and yet the airstrip is 4 hours away. So I am curious, how do these people usually get back and forth?
Yeah.
How were they...
Exactly.
Yeah, if all had gone to plan and we had landed at the airstrip, how were we supposed to have gotten here?
Yeah, it's like the worst planned outpost ever.
So, yeah, I would be asking that question around camp. If they, you know... How do you folks usually get back and forth between the airstrip? What's the...
So as you are asking that, at some point you will hear a low roar overhead, and you will see a plane flying over. And it will, as it flies over the village, it drops out of its back two crates. They both have parachutes pop up, and they fall down towards the village, but land just outside into the jungle. And you see this causes a certain amount of excitement, and some of the villagers sort of get together and begin to move their way out into the jungle to where the crates landed.
Okay, that's fine. That doesn't answer my question, but
okay. So
they got a supply drop. Good for them. That's
right. Exactly.
Yay! <Yep. laughs> Don't think I'm going to be too excited about that.
Sure. So none of the villagers know. They were not aware of what your plans were. They were just told somebody was coming.
No, the nurses.
They don't have
this camp staff.
Oh, so you're going to go interview the nurse staff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were still wandering around the village. That's fine. Great. So you approach one of the nurses who's hurrying from one place to another, and she says, oh, the airfield is associated with the diamond mine down the road. I mean, the idea was that you would land there, and she sort of arches her eyebrow a little bit at that, and then just make your way up here with however you're going to help us out. It's clearly things went awry because your plane crashed, but that was the plan.
So we were supposed to have our own vehicle with us in the plane?
No, you're going to walk. It's just 4 hours.
Oh, okay, so we were going to.
Oh, yeah, walk with whatever, like, crates of supplies that we were bringing. Like, Gene is just, like, shaking his head and, like, looking at Julia, like,
Well, you know, this tent just, you know, tent here and other things, we've had to bring them ourselves. You know, it's certainly you look like the sort who could carry some items.
Clearly you did not plan this expedition, Mr. Travers. Someone else must have done so.
This is terrible.
So I assume it's headquarters.
Well, where is the plane? Perhaps we can recover some supplies from it. Where is the crash site?
Oh, I assume that you. My understanding is I didn't actually go down there. It was the doctor who went down. But I assume that you went. We're sort of more near the airfield. I don't know specifically.
Okay, so we need to walk it. We need to get out there.
Yep.
What time of day is it?
By now it's getting towards late afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would suggest we just pack it in for the day and
go early tomorrow.
Yep, set out at first light.
And at some point, Dr. Thibault will sort of walk in and approach you as you're talking to her and say, yes, Miss Mills, I was wondering if I could talk to you and your group tonight. I'd really like to give you a chance to get some information, and maybe I could find a little bit more about what your mission was and how you're going to help us.
That would be fine. Perhaps tomorrow night might be better. I think we're still a little tired, a little on edge from the crash and so forth. And
I understand completely.
That will
I
give us the time. Tomorrow we'll go. Recover whatever we can salvage from the plane, and we can talk tomorrow night. And we should be able to speak more intelligently at that time.
That sounds fine. Of course, whatever. I mean, none of us are going anywhere, huh? And he turns and starts walking back towards the main part of the building.
Okay, it's... Yeah, I don't have anything else. I think I'm just ready to sit and wait it out until the morning.
Okay. Does anybody else want to do anything during the day?
I think we should just meet up and exchange notes and plan what we're going to do.
Okay.
First light tomorrow.
So let me close up the doctors then. You've worked hard during the day. There are notes that are lying around in various places from the research that Dr. Thibault's been doing. And mm-hmm. And your notes, what you find corresponds with his, that this seems to be some sort of strain of the sleeping sickness. He has tried, as you sort of pour around, you know, and if he swings by, will you chat with him about what you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so he will become very excited about the work you're doing. He'll confirm that sort of. Oh yes, this is exactly what I thought as well. Oh yes, yes. I've had some luck with these chemicals here, but not. You know, I've been using a combination. I used a combination of on you, some pentamamine and some suramin, sort of mixing them together. I think that's what brought you back out, but it doesn't seem to be working on the others in the isolation ward. So it just may be they're too far gone. But it has some real promise, don't you think?
Yes.
Does that seem plausible from what we know about medicine? What, I mean, is he saying medically plausible things?
He is saying things that sound medically plausible to Francis, who is medicine, and we the players know nothing. Cool. Yes.
Have I had a chance to check myself yet for... I think that would be one of the early things I would do once we had a working test.
Oh, for this sickness?
For this disease, yes.
So yes, you test it. You have something that's like it, but it seems different.
Ooh.
It seems of a lesser strain, less virulent, and it seems to expire. Like it has, it seems like it does not, what you have seems to have
better it than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I maybe, and so it's a different strain. It's not just that I'm on the right side of getting better, I guess.
Yeah, that would be your theory, that yours is somewhat different than the other ones you're looking at from the blood of the other patients.
Okay. And, I don't know, Francis, if you're also interested.
By all means, that's test me as well.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Same thing. Okay. So that is something that I might mention then to the doctor. Yes, well, it appears that at least the doctor and I have a slightly different strain, and perhaps that is why the cure that worked for us does not work on the others. But that may give us a good clue to what the differences are and how we must change the medication to make it work.
So he'll look at your results, and his brow will furrow, and he'll. I don't understand. He seems sort of a little lost almost. And then he says, well, I don't know. We'll have to look into this. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Well, if you'll excuse me, I've been on my feet for the last 16 hours, and I simply must get a little bit of sleep before the night fevers begin.
Would you like us to just very quickly test your blood for the disease as well, Doctor? Just in case, best to nip it in the bud if you do have it. You're a prime candidate for exposure.
Bum, bum, bum.
I suppose that makes sense. I'm a little worried. I'm not sure what will happen to all these people if I have it, but you're right. It'd be better to know. Go
better
ahead.
To know. Yes. Well, I'll take some of his blood. Ha ha ha.
And you're just testing it for the virus?
I am testing it for the virus, but I don't want to use all of it up in the test. I want to be able to examine it more closely after he's gone.
Sure. He does not seem to have the virus.
A miracle. Natural immunity. Thank goodness.
Do you have any idea of how the disease is transmitted? Is it by breathing or by touch or by bleeding?
Well, if it's anything like the normal sickness, it's by the tsetse fly.
Hmm. And is that what you've seen here?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's not by blood, because people get it who have not had any wounds of any sort. It's not necessarily by, you know, physical contact, because people who have not contacted anybody who has the illness can still get it. I mean,
the doctor might notice Farkas zoning out as he starts thinking about mosquitoes and tsetse flies and uranium and what possible connections there may be to a strange disease involving a small insect. And he kind of disappears a little bit inside himself as the doctor rambles on.
And the doctor rambles on for a little bit. It's clearly something he's thought a lot about, and eventually says, "I'm sorry, I'm almost mumbling at this point. Really, I appreciate so much. You've moved things so much, so further in such a short time. I'm very confident that you know tomorrow will be even a better day, and I'll try to arrange to have some time to assist you if you think that would be helpful.
Wonderful.
But I must get some sleep. Good night to you both.
Good night.
Good night. Tsetse flies, huh? Perhaps we can capture some. They must come out at dusk.
Yes, we'll get some animal blood or honey or whatever it is they like.
Yes, yes.
Okay. What are people doing? So you've all gathered together at some point to exchange information?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. And if nobody has anything they want to do this evening, he says, then
well, if we can capture some tsetse flies and inspect them, that would be pretty cool.
Go ahead and give me a luck roll.
All right. Ooh, I saw the zero, but no, that's a 90.
Individual luck or
party luck roll? There are flies all over in different places, but you don't seem to catch any particular tsetse flies.
All right.
So we're thinking about leaving tomorrow early in the morning and try to find this mime where they are taking the sick, or at least where they're supposedly taking the sick.
What do you mean they're taking the sick to the mine?
Well, yeah. I assume we're talking about this after we catch up. So, apparently there's a nurse that is taking during the night or something like that.
Into the jungle? You are making a few big steps here, no? Between the...
There's a mine. A mine south where they're supposedly taking the sick, right?
Some of the villagers believe that they may be taking them to the mine. There's no proof, yeah. But it's the same general direction. Maybe it's worth actually staking out and sort of seeing if anyone makes a move this evening.
That's brilliant. Let's do that.
It'd be good. It would be amazing if these nurses could do anything. They have been working so hard, but perhaps, yes, especially if they are snakes.
Well, I hate to waste the entire day just sitting around here waiting for the evening again.
Well, what's the time now?
No, I think we're going to stake out tonight and then leave in the morning.
Yeah.
What is the time now?
Oh, sorry. It's dusk. It's dark out.
Yeah, okay. So We can't head off ourselves now, but if we just keep a series of watches to see if someone is leading patients out. By all accounts, they're brainless zombies by then, so they should be pretty easy to see. Yeah, they're not going to be stealthy.
And it seems like we should probably stay here tomorrow to work on the cure while you go to the mine. It does not seem like a good use of time at this point.
It's worth bearing in mind, previous occasions your little group has discovered interesting places. There have been experiments and things going on, so...
You think there may be something in this mine other than just a mine?
Well, I've read your mission reports, yes.
Based on our experience from the past, you know, usually the snake people is inside caves.
Exactly.
Mine, to me, sounds exactly like that.
Do we know what kind of a mine it is?
Diamond
Mind. Sean said Diamond Mind. I don't know if we...
Right.
In-game, but yeah.
So the other thing is, we don't know anything about the crash, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe there was no crash.
I don't think there was a crash.
We came through some kind of portal there.
Yeah. Now, it is true, I believe, if Julia is sharing her conversation, that the doctor did not make any sort of hedge when she said we were going to go look at the crash site tomorrow.
Well,
they seem to accept that. Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, maybe they faked a plane crash for us as well. Who knows? And we did actually hear, I think, a plane crash-like noise after the siren as we were either about to lose or already having lost consciousness, if I remember correctly.
Easy enough to fake that.
Yeah, definitely. But perhaps a good investigation could figure out whether it was or how it was faked or whether it was faked.
Sorry, Sean, can we confirm that? Do we remember that? Noise of a plane crash?
You do. You do remember. It went black. You heard the noise. It sounded like a plane crash. Oh. And then the next thing you woke up in bed.
And that plane crash sound was kind of happening simultaneously as we were fading out, right?
It's all or was that very a high-pitched hazy, whine? But yes. Yes, it's all sort of hazy, but yes.
Is anyone able to perform hypnosis? So we might not consciously remember what happened, but maybe unconsciously we do, and that could be brought to the surface if anyone can
psychoanalyze or something.
I can psychoanalyze people. I didn't know whether hypnosis was a specific skill in the system.
It is. It's not always allowed, but if one of you had said I wanted to have it, I would have said sure.
But nobody has, just to check.
No.
Alas.
So, do you have psychoanalysts?
I've got psychology, not psychoanalysis.
Oh, those are different. Yes.
Oh, I know. Yes. Sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. Never mind.
Okay. So you're all going to sleep the night, and the next morning, what are we doing?
No, we're going to set up some watches to see if...
Right.
Nurse sneaks out.
And we even know which nurse it is, right? Because the nurse was named or described by the villager.
Van something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know which one it is. Van Lair. L-A-E-R-E, for those taking the notes. So I'll fix them later if not. Yes, they identified one of the nurses as leading people out.
So yeah, we can keep an eye on her and then eventually figure out which tent or part of the tent she's in, and then
Who's going to watch?
Octavio.
Maybe we could have a couple of people watching. I'll watch as well. I'm pretty good at spotting things.
I'm an elf. I have dark vision. I'll help with the middle shift.
All right, so how many shifts are you going to have?
One.
Really three if there's a middle. Okay, so one. Octavio, you're just going to stay up all night?
No. I was counting off.
Oh.
I don't know who all said they were staying up.
Yeah, I think three shifts sounds reasonable. And we have some idea of when this normally happens. I guess that question wasn't really asked. I'll with somebody else, hopefully. I'll do midnight to 3 a.m.
I'll go with
Well, you guys were at the hospital, so you should know what patients are in advanced state.
Yeah, that's true.
So what they said is that the people that they're taking are the ones that have their brain melted.
Well, they don't have any idea. They're just the villagers spreading rumors of things that are happening in the middle of the night.
We don't need to make too
complicated. Trust the people.
Let's have three shifts and two people in each shift, and then
yep. Yeah, okay, perfect.
First shift, I'll go second.
Octavio and Paula.
Give me a small party luck roll.
Mine's 88, so...
I've got 83.
You.
So. All right. I rolled a 99.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Lucky.
Who's in shift two? It's Gene and Farkas. Farkas?
Yep.
Give me a party luck roll.
I got a 65.
Yep, 23. 86 is not a success.
Okay. And who's in the third group?
So,
see if that would be useful.
It's going to be me, I guess.
Great.
Dr. Francis.
Yeah. So
which of you has a lower luck?
I have got...
55. I like how our illustrious leader, Julia, is the only one that gets a full night of sleep.
She needs it. She needs it so she can blame others for things going wrong.
And Bobby, too. Don't forget Bobby.
No, we forget
46, that's a pass.
Okay. Yes. Nothing happens during the night. Well, okay, so but to be fair, you know when the nurses are more or less on shift, the last shift of the evening is the least likely that you would see somebody. But in any case, so the night passes uneventfully. What are we doing the next day?
I say we go to the mine. Go to the mine.
Yep. Okay. Is everybody going?
I think we're headed to the mine, and at least some of us are headed to the crash site.
Well, don't we think the crash site is at the mine?
It's the airstrip's at the mine, or thereabouts.
Yeah, the airstrip is near the mine, and the crash... I think they're all in the same area.
Yes.
So we're all going in the same direction. Yeah, let's just...
At least initially.
I think it's a question of, are you going out or is someone staying to look at disease?
I guess if it would be more useful, we could head out into the jungle to get tsetse fly since we haven't captured any yet. Or if it's... I guess we'd stay behind, but I don't mind fudging it a bit if it's easier for us all to be out of the camp.
Yeah, I don't. I did hear a good argument to go on this expedition that they need some brains with them in order to figure things out. So.
That's a great point. They'll just be hitting each other with rocks if we don't go. Maybe we should.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yes, I think we're all going.
You're all going in the general southern direction towards the mine / airfield / supposed site of the crash.
And are we hiring somebody to guide us?
They said it's just down the road. Follow the road. I don't think we
all
need.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So the road heads south. It's not a wide, wide road, but looks like it's allows for passage back and forth. What I need is for after it's about a 4-hour trip. After 2 or 3 hours, it's just jungle around. There's nothing very interesting. But I would like to get I'd like to get a stealth roll from 1 minute. From Octavio. From Francis and from Farkas.
I pass.
I've rolled a 2. Let's see if I have any stuff. Well, yes.
Base is
20,
so.
Yeah. Through the jungle like some kind of hot knife through butter.
I am perhaps looking for tsetse flies rather noisily.
I am the tsetse fly. I've become one with the jungle. Francis has smeared camouflage paint on her face and gone completely naked. Carry on.
There's one.
Yes. Okay. So you are traversing through the jungle. And could I get listen rolls, please?
From everyone this time?
Yes, please.
05. Boom. I hear all the things.
This is that very unfair.
I hear nothing.
I hear none of the things.
I don't hear anything.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, extreme success.
All right, so Paula, what you hear is some sort of, and it's surprising to you that nobody else hears this. I mean, to you, it sounds like this just crunching in the jungle. Apparently, other people are just chatting away with each other and unable to stop their chit-chat about this, that, and the other thing. But what you hear a crunching noise coming from the jungle off to the left side of the road you're on.
Everyone, get down. There's something coming from over there. And I point, and then...
Okay.
Get down.
I pull out my pistol.
Okay, are others doing similar such things?
Oh, yeah.
Encourage them to.
To get down. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And coming towards you, you hear this. Now that that she's made you aware of it, you sort of, oh, well, of course. Now I hear that noise. And you hear this crunching, and from the jungle, you see, and I'm not sure this is going to work, but let's see if it pastes it in. Does not seem to have, so I will simply describe it. You see what you can only picture as being what looks to be like one of those dinosaurs that people keep talking about, Marsh and others, coming through the woods towards you. But what is unusual about this dinosaur is it has what appears to be some sort of metal covering on its head. And riding on top of it in a chair is a serpent creature person who is charging towards you. It is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. If I could get a little sanity roll from everybody, that would be lovely.
That's awesome.
This is my first sanity.
A little sanity roll. I fail.
I will fail that one a little bit.
Pass.
Okay. Anybody who passes, it's a zero. Of course, it's Tyrannosaurus Rex. Anybody who failed, it's a D6.
Ooh.
Like a D6. All right. I rolled a 6.
Nice.
So I'll make my idea roll.
Bad.
Let's see. 65. I pass my idea roll. Yeah, it is a Tyrannosaurus with a lizard.
The mad hunter.
And lasers.
Loses it.
This is like your dream come true right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've in the notes now, you can see what's coming towards you.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
Oh, no. yeah, I'm doing what the figure in the bottom right corner is doing and shooting.
With a cat on it.
Can we see? That's a lizard.
It's a lizard. It's not a cat. It's a weird moon face with a little sort of thing on the side decoration. It looks more like a bat than a cat anyway, but it's clearly just sort of decorative in nature rather than
giving. I'm a zoologist.
Exactly. In any case, we are in one of those things you call combat. This seems like a good cliffhanger place to end it, too.
Oh,
what?
Dun, dun, dun.
And as I've said, I'm off for the next 2 weeks, so it'll be very cliffhangery. But Matt, that will give you plenty of time to think about how your character will deal with the madness. I will take whatever you decide makes sense.
Okie doke.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Nice stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Thanks, Sean. Later, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.